Okay, as you can see on this picture, we're going to speak about Lag BaOmer. This is a boy who's going to get his hair cut. It's called in Arabic. It's an Arabic word, halaka. And here you have the people dancing, one on top of the other.
Today on video also they showed the dancing.
In Maron, and there's everybody knows. Everybody knows they make big fires over there.
Right.
So we're going to try to explain a little bit what Lag BaOmer is all about.
Yeah.
So first, we know that during Lag BaOmer, during the Svira, a person is not supposed to get married, and for a certain amount of time, which we'll explain. Also, you're not supposed to take haircuts. So the main reason is because there were 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva who were nifter, who passed away during this time between Pesach and Shavuos. And that's why, because of this great tragedy, it was almost a situation where Torah would be lost from Klal Yisrael. Only five Talmidim, five students of Rabbi Akiva survived, and they were the ones who rebuilt Torah. So because of the great tragedy that Klal Yisrael experienced, therefore we are knowing a little bit, not the full Avelis, like someone loses Chas Shalom a relative, but some things of Avelis we do, such as not getting married, such as not taking a haircut. Some people have a custom not to buy new clothing, although la halacha, one could find a heter to buy new clothing during the Svira, but it's preferable, if possible, a person should not. But of course, on Lag BaOmer itself, people wear new clothing. So the Chafetz Chaim in the Mishnah Berurah tells us there are like three main shitos. Actually, I think there's a total of six different customs as far as what we call the Svira, the prohibitions during the Svira. The first opinion is that of Rabbi Yosef Karo, the Mechaber, that we don't get married or take haircuts for the first 33 days. They only get married or take a haircut on Yom Lamed Dalet. We do, according to the Ramah, on the 33rd day. They go to the 34th day. Why do they go to the 34th? They are of the opinion that the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died from the beginning of Svira, which is on the second day. When does Svira begin? The second day of Pesach, right? Till the first 33 days of the Svira, the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died into the 34th day. They also died on the 34th. On the 34th, we have a concept called Mixas Hayom Kikulo, that if you keep a little bit of the day, you keep, for example, according to Minig of those who follow the Svardim, who follow the sheet of the Mechaber, of Rabbi Yosef Karo, so the night, they go the whole 33rd, they don't get married on Lag BaOmer, they 33rd, and into the night of the 34th. So they've already done a little bit, miktsa sayom, a little bit of the 34th day, and the next morning, we have a rule, if you do a little bit of the day, it's considered like the whole day. So therefore, it's like they did the whole 34 days. They get married, and they have a haircut on the 34th day. Where did they get this from? Because the Chazal say that the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died from Pesach ad peros atzeres, until the peros, not atzeres, atzeres is shuas, peros means half. What's the half? A half a month. How much is a month? 30 days. A half a month is 15 days. That means that 15 days before Shavuos, they stopped dying. If you take 49 days of Svira, minus pros, the half a month, which is 15, 49 minus 15 is 34. So there, the Rabbi Yosef Kara's opinion is that they died for 34 days, and you can get married on the 34th day because miktsas hayom kikulo. A little bit of the day is like the whole day, so it's like they're keeping the first 34 days. There are, you're right, there are, I think it's the Arizal is of the opinion that you have to go from Pesach till Shavuos the whole time. There are some, by the way, with this Shir, we're doing Le'ili Nishmas Beryl Ben Eliezandvel Halevi, who's your Rabbi Farrell's grandfather. The yard side is today. Thank you. Okay, so this is the opinion of the Mechaber. The Ramah says that we already could take a haircut and get married on the 33rd day, which we know is Lag BaOmer. In fact, there is a Sefer Hayuchsin who gives a simon for this. The Gemara says, when should a person get married? So the Gemara says, you start learning Chumash at 5 years old, Mishnah is at 10 years old, Gemara at 15 years old. When do you get married? Ben Yud Ches L'Chuppah. 18 years old, you get married. The 33rd day of the Omer is the 18th day of Iyar. Emir Tzashem, tomorrow is Lag BaOmer. And it's also the 18th day of Iyar. So, Ben Yud Ches, 18, L'Chuppah. Then you're allowed to get married. Okay, so this is the opinion of the Ramah. Again, according to the Ramah, they died not 34 days, they died 33 days. And the Lag BaOmer, the 33rd day of the Omer, Miktsas Hayom Kikuloi. You don't get married at night. The night you get married, you get married Thursday. You can get married before Shkia. You can get married, but not the night before, and you don't take haircuts the night before. Miktsas Hayom Kikuloi. Okay. Now there is a third custom. This is brought down by Tosfos that, not like the first two opinions that they died in a row, 33 or 34 days in a row, but they died during the whole Sfira. However, they did not die on the days that you don't say Tachnun. Tachnun is a sad tefillah that we don't say on a Yontif. It's said after Shemoneh Esrei and Shacharis and Mincha. So which days during the 49 days did they not say Tachnun? They didn't say it the 7 days of Pesach. Why seven, not eight? Because we only start Svira on the second day of Pesach. So the last 7 days of Pesach, there's no Tachnun. There's 3 days of Rosh Chodesh, no Tachnun, because Iyar has 2 days Rosh Chodesh. Sivan has 1 day Rosh Chodesh. That's already 7 and 3 is 10. And then you have 6 besides the 7 days of Yontiv, which has 1 Shabbos. There's another 6 Shabbosos. So a total, you have 10 and 6 is 16. So 49 minus 16 is 33. So in other words, they died. They didn't die from the beginning of the Sfira for 33 or 34 days in a row. But during the whole 49 days, they died a total of 33 days because we subtract all the days that you don't say Tachnun, which is a total of 16. 7 days of Yontev, 3 days Rosh Chodesh, and 6 Shabbos is 16. 49 minus 16 is 33. Tachnun is a sad tefillah. It's a sad tefillah which you don't say on a Yontev. Okay. On any on a Rosh Chodesh or Yontev or Shabbos, you don't say it. Now, if you say that they died in a row, 33 days in a row, or 34 days in a row. So we understand why, let's go according to the minhag of Ramah, Ashkenaz, that we go 33 days and Lag BaOmer. So we understand why Lag BaOmer is a happy day, because the Talmidim Rabbi Akiva, that was the last day that they died on that day. So we're happy. But according to the reason that they died a whole 49 days, minus the 16 days when Tachnun is not said. So why do we make a special thing on Lag BaOmer? So the Pre-Megadim says, Ulai me'ezatam, there's some reason. He doesn't specify what the reason is.
Why they said for the Yoshua Bar Yochai and for Lag BaOmer?
Okay, we're coming. We're going to come to Rishon LeChaim. One second. So the reason that is given, why the 33rd day is a special day, because since there was a total of 33 days where they died, and then they stopped dying, so we take the 33rd day of the Omer, and we say, this day of the Omer, we're going to show that this day represents the day that they stopped dying, even though they died the whole time. So it comes out that in the time that when they died on Lag BaOmer also, according to this reason. But we make it into a happy day where you're allowed to get married, because this day indicates that they only died for 33 days. So that's why the 33rd day, and we say Mixus HaYom Kikuloi, so that's why we make it a happy day. The other reason is, which the Aruch HaShulchan says, what's called Hilula de Rashbi. Hilula means the happy day of Rashbi. Who's Rashbi? Rab Shimon Bar Yochai. On that day that Rab Shimon Yochai died, he died on Lag BaOmer, and he also went out of the cave. He was hiding from the Romans in a cave with his son, Elazar, Rabbi Elazar. So on that day, to show that he went out of the cave and he died on that day, so we make a Hilula, a happy day of Rab Shimon Yochai. And in the Zohar is a sefer which Rab Shimon Yochai wrote concerning all Kabbalah, which is all the secrets of the Torah. So it says that when in the Sefer HaZohar, in the section called Adra Zuta, it says that when Rab Shimon Yochai died, a bus call, a voice came out of heaven, and it says, "Let us gather together for the Simcha of Rab Shimon." And from that came out the custom that people go to Meron, and they make dances and singing, and they make big bonfires, and people light candles, and we'll explain what this has to do in a minute. But everyone is dancing and singing and happy in the honor of Hatano Ho'Eloki, the heavenly Tana, Rab Shimon Bar Yochai. And many great Gedolim and Tzaddikim, for example, the Arizal, Rab Yitzchok Luria, lived in Egypt, in Mitzrayim. He came to Eretz Yisrael, and he lived in the city of Tzvas. And when he first came from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael, to Tzvas, he brought his whole family, and they went to Meron for 3 days. And he made chalaka, that's the Arabic word for a haircut. He made a haircut on his son, who was 3 years old at that time. So now, now we're going to see that there were great rabbis, great gedolim, who weren't so happy with this yomtiv. This yomtiv is not mentioned in Chumash, Lag BaOmer. It's not mentioned in the Gemara. It's a hidden thing, and it's one of the biggest yomtiv. I have a son-in-law who goes every year. He goes. That's his vacation.
He goes
to Meron every year, and it's very interesting. The Sefer Ma'adim Ba'alocha from Rav Zevin brings down that the Ra Halevi, I don't know if that's Rav Elazar Halevi, Rav Avraham Halevi, but this person, who was a great man, he was knowing always to mourn over the Beis HaMikdash, and he used to say Nachem. We say Nachem once a year. Does anybody know when?
Tisha B'Av.
He used to say Nachem bebirchas Tishkoin. What's the bracha of Tishkoin? Yerushalayim ircha berachamim Tishkoin. You should dwell with mercy in your city, Yerushalayim. In that bracha of Yerushalayim, where we say Nachem once a year on Tisha B'Av, he used to say it every day, not on Shabbos, not on Yontov, but every regular day he would say Nachem. So on the day of Lag BaOmer, he said Nachem. When he finished, so the Ari said that Rab Shimon ben Yochai, who's buried here in Meron, told me, and apparently this Rohalevi, this great man, was in Meron, and he was mourning over the Beis HaMikdash on Lag BaOmer, and he said, Nachet. So the Ari, apparently he was there also, he said that Rav Shimon ben Yochai came to me, and he told me, tell that man, why are you saying Nachet? It's a day of joy. Because, as we mentioned, Rav Shimon ben Yochai said that people should celebrate on Lag BaOmer. And he said, therefore, because he said Nachem over the Beis HaMikdash, Hu yiyeh b'nechama b'karev, he will need to get comfort. V'chein hoya shemeisloi b'noi hagadol, his oldest son died. Harei she'ein loimer tachnun b'yoyim hazeh, this sad tefillah, which we mentioned before of tachnun, you don't say it on Lag BaOmer because it's a day of joy. And the Magen Avraham brings this down. Another reason we don't say Tachlin is, according to the opinions, that they stopped dying on Lag BaOmer. So we're happy they stopped dying. They went 33 days straight. They stopped dying. So we don't say Tachlin. But according to this, we don't say Tachlin because Rav Shimon ben Yochai said it's a happy day. Now, there's a Sefer Kitzer Mises Venissim brings down that when the Beis Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Karo, heard that people are dancing and singing on Lag BaOmer in Meron, he wrote up Usser. That's a bizoyon, that's an embarrassment for the great tzaddikim who are buried here, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai and his son Rabbi Lozer. That night, he had a dream that the Rav Shimon ben Yochai came to him and said that because of your Isser, there's going to come a plague to the city of Tzvas. In the morning, the Beis Yosef tore up the Isser, and he never mentioned it again. He thought it's wrong, but because of his dream that he had that Rav Shimon ben Yochai came to him, he tore it up. Now, the Chasam Sofer, found in his Chuvus in Yoredeya Simon Reish Lamed Gimel, he was not happy with the Hilula de Rajbi, with the great joy around the death of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai on Lag BaOmer. And also, he was very concerned about the honor of Yerushalayim. What was happening for 100 years was that people came to Eretz Yisrael. The first place they went to was Tzvas, where Rabbi Yitzchak Luria was, the Arizal, Meron, where Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai was. They forgot about Yerushalayim. And in 1837, there was an earthquake in Tzvas. 1,000 Jews died in that earthquake. And the Chasam Sofer said, this is the revenge of Yerushalayim, that for the last 100 years, people forget Yerushalayim, and they run to Tzvas and Meron as if that's the main part of Eretz Yisrael. No, the place where the Beis HaMikdash was, the coastal Maravi, that's the main part of Eretz Yisrael. And the Tzvas and Meron is not. That's what the Chasam Sofer said. And he said, even though the people who are doing it, they're doing it L'Shem Shemayim, and he says they'll get reward, but I don't want to be with them. What was the problem of the Chasam Sofer? Besides the honor of Yerushalayim, he says, where do we, like I mentioned before, this holiday is, it's like some, for many people, this is the happiest holiday of the whole year. This Moed, this Yom Tov, is not mentioned anywhere, except in the Zohar, where it says that he told people to be happy. We have to understand, that's another issue over here. What do you mean happy? This is brought down, he says, so first let me end the Chasam Sofer. He says, Lo yadati im Rishom Lasers Kain. I don't know if they're allowed to make this new holiday. The Sefer, Shas Tshuva Sharlu Meshev, he says, Adarabba, we're used to when a tzaddik dies, we fast. For example, Zion Ador So people who belong to a Chevra Kedisha, that's a fast day. It's the yahrzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu. People fast. He says, what kind of thing is this to make a whole happy day when Reb Shimon Yochai died? How can we do a yontiv? And then he complained about another thing. People had the custom that they used to take expensive clothing worth thousands of dollars, and they used to put olive oil on the clothing, set it afire, put it into the big bonfires. We still have to find out why they made these big bonfires. They still make it till today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
also,
putting in the first fire.
Right.
After they put fire.
Right. Okay. So we're going to see soon why. But he says, what's this business with destroying clothing? And even in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when they made a Simchas Beis HaSheva, they would burn worn-out clothing. Belois, worn-out, the Kohen's worn-out clothing. His pants that got worn out, that's what they would burn. But to burn expensive clothing? It's Bal Tashchis. He says, I'm sure that in the time of the Ari and the Beis Yosef, they never did that. They didn't have dancing and singing. They used to daven. They used to learn by the kever. But he says, Ani Arev Lahem, the Sefer, Shoyal Meshur says, I guarantee, Shem, how you like him, Oisei Mammon, if they would take that money, V'hoi Mepharnesim Ani Eretz Yisrael Bazeh, B'yoyser Hoi Nicha L'Rashbi, V'hano Loi V'hano Loilo. If they would take the money, and they would sell it, and they would take the clothing, expensive clothing, sell it, take the money, and give it to poor people, that Rav Shimon ben Yochai would be much more happier with that, and he would be happy, and all the poor people would be happy. And another sefer, Chikrei Leif, says, Libi Oimerli De'ein Ritzoin Le'Bekach. He says, I believe that Rav Shimon ben Yochai, he doesn't want them to burn this expensive clothing.
Why is the clothing?
So now, why did they? Okay, so I'm going to explain it. So first of all, it comes along a sefer called Shem Aryeh, and they're all trying to understand this yontiv. What's with this yontiv? So he says, no, there's a big yontiv. You know why? Because the Romans wanted to kill Reb Shimon ben Yochai. Reb Shimon, they overheard Reb Shimon Yochai saying that everything that the Goyim do is for themselves. They don't do anything for the Jews. They're just trying to... So the Goyim got very upset when they heard what Reb Shimon Yochai said, and they said he and his son have to get killed. So they ran away, and we all know the story. They hid in a cave for 12 years, right? So a nes happened, and Reb Shimon Yochai survived. And when the government used to kill somebody, you weren't brought to burial. So now that's why we're so happy with when Reb Shimon ben Yochai died. How did he die? He didn't die because the Romans killed him. He died a natural death, and he was brought to burial. So that's why we go on Lag BaOmer to Meron, to the kever of Reb Shimon ben Yochai, because that kever shows us the miracle that happened. He didn't die by the government. He would never have been brought for burial. The law was that if the government killed you, you weren't left for burial. You were left on the field and rotted. You weren't brought for burial. So that is a very good explanation. Why do everyone comes, you go from all over the world. Even in the old times, they used to come from Syria, from Damascus, from
Russia.
They come, right. Everybody comes to Meron. So that we go to the kever and we say, look, this kever shows that he wasn't killed by the government. It was a miracle that Hashem kept him alive and he died a natural death. How old was he when he died? I don't know exactly. But he was an old man. He wasn't a young person. The Sefer from Rav Zevin, Ma'adim Balocha, brings down very interesting shot. This is to get us to understand why it's a happy day. So he says that Olam Hazeh is compared to an engagement, Erusin. Olam Abba is Nesuin, marriage. Meaning, just like Chas and Kala, when they're engaged, so their relationship is not like it is after they get married. So their relationship is on the outside. Later on, it becomes a much more, when they get married, the relationship is a much more personal relationship. So that's why everything we see in this world is like Irisin, engagement. We only see the outside of Hashem. In the next world, we're going to be married because we're going to see the inside. So when a tzaddik dies, he goes from Olam Hazeh into Olam Haba. He goes from the outside, Erisin, to the inside, to Nesuit. And now, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, who revealed to us the inside, because the Sefer Zohar are all the inside secrets of the Torah. So when he died, it says that in the Zohar, it says that when he died, he was giving over the Zohar. And he didn't finish. And the sun, the Zohar says, the sun did not set on that day. The sun kept burning. So that's why we light the candles. Everybody lights candles. Everybody lights big fire because there was more light in the world. How is there more light in the world? Because the day lasted longer until finally he finished giving over. And he brought the light of the Zohar, all the secrets of the Torah, he revealed it to the world. So therefore there was a lot of fire, a lot of light. And that's why we have the candles and the bonfires, because of the light that's in the world. And many people learn the Zohar, and some people make a siyum, and they dance with the Zohar, the Sefer HaZohar, which Rav Shimon ben Yochai gave. So now the question was, how could we burn precious garments? So the answer is, there's Baal Tashchis only if you destroy something and you don't get anything out of it. But here, we get something out of it. What do we get out? So this is the Rav of Tzfas. His name was Rav Shmuel Heller. He says that when you, by Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, by the Kever, there's such Kedusha, but you can only get to the Kedusha if you take away the Mechitza, the separation. What is the separation to the Kedusha of Rav Shimon Yochai? The Gashmius, the physical. So when I take this expensive garment and I put it into the fire, what I'm trying to say by that is I'm taking away all the physical that separates me from the Kedusha of Rav Shimon Yochai. You asked me about Baal Tashchis. If that's your purpose in burning this clothing, so it's not for nothing. The Isser Baal Tashchis isn't for nothing. You just go and destroy something. But here I'm trying to show that I'm trying to break through that which separates me from Rav Shimon ben Yochai. There's no problem about Tashchis. However, it seems that at least they stopped burning very expensive things. And if somebody wants to burn something expensive today, they tell them, you know what? Change it for money and give the money, like the Sefer Sholem Aleichem said before, to poor people. So I was thinking that if you want to separate, you want to break through the separation of the Gashmius that separates you from Rav Shimon Yochai, if you don't have to burn the clothing, give it to an Ani. Then you're also, I'm taking the physical, but at least the Ani is benefiting from it. And like we said before, Rav Shimon ben Yochai will be very happy that the Ani is getting something out of it. So that it seems that because of the criticism of the Shoyal Umeshiv, who said, why are they burning expensive clothing? In fact, they stopped burning expensive clothing. Now, I want to say that I was in Meron, and I was not Zocha. I just want to bring that there's another part to Meron. I was not Zocha myself. Rabbi Katzenstein's brother-in-law is the Biyana Rebbe.
Yeah,
and the Biyana Rebbe, they have for many generations, they got the schus that they are the first ones who light the fire that you could see on top of the mountain in Meron. So the Biyana Rebbe has the schus that he lights the fire. So I, my son-in-law knows how to get into all of these places. Maybe he'll take me one day. But when I was there, I got in. The first thing that I saw is when I came at the bottom of the mountain, I'm walking up, I saw Yochai or Rashbi pizza. I said, this is Maron, the Rashbi pizza. I mean, and then I met I got into the cave, and in the cave, this is what I experienced. I just want to bring another, I wasn't Zoche, you have to be Zoche. So the people were pushing and shoving and hitting each other. And they were white from, people couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
So I remember after I went up and I came down, I met there's a person from Muncie, a Rebbe. He's a big tzaddik. He's a Vizhnitzer. He davens like he starts off in one part of the room and he ends up in the other part. He's full of dveikus. Anyway, I met him there. I said, apparently it was his first time to Maron. Where do you go? I said, I was near the Yochai pizza. So I said, over here, there's no Kedusha. If you want the Kedusha, you have to go further up the mountain. There was also a problem many years. They stopped women from going there. There was priests, men and women. Now they have a whole system where they keep, you know, tznius, men away from women. But what I personally, Lag BaOmer, I had tremendous hanoah was in Yerushalayim. My son lived in Mattersdorf, and he was right over the valley. I think on the other side of the valley is Shuafat, Mat Shlom, I think it's called today. So all around the valley, in each of the Jewish communities on the mountain, around the valley, they light these huge bonfires. We know children are collecting wood weeks before. And you look around the whole all the mountains around the valley, and each yeshuv has its own bonfire, and that site was like Meshunadig. But I'm just trying to bring my own experience. So I unfortunately was Zeche, but they're telling you if you want to get to the Kedusha, then you have to get rid of the Gashmir. So this explains why we go to Maron, why there's such a simcha, because he revealed the Zohar, he revealed the light of the Zohar, the sun didn't set, that's why we have these bonfires and neiros that we light, and the nest that he got saved from the Romans. So that's why Reb Shimon said, normally, you always fast when a tzaddik goes away. But here, where it's to show the ness that Hashem didn't have Reb Shimon ben Yochai killed by the Romans, and he would never have been brought l'kvura. He was brought l'kvura. We go to his kever to show this is the ness, and that's why there's such a simcha. Finally, I just want to speak for a moment about there's a minig that children take a bow and arrow, and they shoot it on Lag BaOmer. What does that come from? So the answer is that the word keshes means a rainbow, and keshes also means a bow and arrow. So we know that Hashem says in the Torah that he gave a keshes, a rainbow, to show that he's never going to destroy the world with a mabul again. And how does it show it? The Ramban says, because imagine if Hashem would want to destroy the world, so he would point his arrow down against the world. Now, the minig is when fighters stop a war, they turn their weapons upside down to show they're not using their weapons anymore. So how does Hashem show that he's not going to use his weapons of rain to destroy the world? He turns it upside down. Instead of shooting down at the world from on top, he turns it upside down. That's a rainbow. So we need a simon that Hashem will not destroy the world. But in the days of Reb Shimon ben Yochai, there was never a rainbow. Why? Because in the schus of this great tzaddik, Reb Shimon ben Yochai, they didn't need a rainbow. They knew that they are protected. Hashem is not going to destroy the world. Once he left the world, now already we're left to our averus. Chas v'shalom, Hashem could destroy the world, except, oh, there's the keshes, there's the rainbow that he won't. Now we need the rainbow. So as a sign about the rainbow, and Rav Shimon ben Yochai on Lag BaOmer, when he left the world, now we all of a sudden we have to start the keshes again. So they have a bow and arrow, that's the keshes, to remind us of this thing. That's one of the reasons given for that minhag. So anyway, so this is a little bit of an explanation of the great joy that there is. So although the Chassam Sofer said, I don't know where we make this new yontiv, and people had, there were great tzaddikim who were worried about Baal Tashkis, and but the minhag of Kol Yisrael has become to celebrate it. The only thing, I mean, Chas v'shalom, I heard someone saying it's like a Jewish Woodstock. If a person goes there, whoever goes there, it has to be to try to get the Kedusha, and not, there are things there that you have to watch out for, that to stay away from, because unfortunately it attracts bad elements also, and that's something that a person should be aware of.